We're talking spices on Community Kitchen. Picked a couple of different ones today, and I think I love the fact that we, over the next few weeks, we're going to be trying and introducing different spices into our kitchen. Fennel. I love fennel. It's just a beautiful, it's just a refreshing thing, and it's also known in India as Lucknow, which is a smaller type of fennel, but it's also used for making that for breath freshener. And if you go to an Indian restaurant, sometimes you'll find the little fennel seeds that you can have a taste of, and they're just nice when you're waiting, if you do a pickup or something like that. But Malaysian satay sauces, curries, Italian salamis and sausages, Scandinavian rye breads. There's a host of aniseed flavored liqueurs, all using the fennel, and it's the dried fruit of the fennel plant, and natives to southern Europe and the Mediterranean. And I really do love the Italian sausage, where you have that strong fennel flavour. Now, we may not have a sausage machine, but you can still use about 750 grams of minced ground pork, about 40 grams or half a cup of fresh breadcrumbs, 2 cloves of garlic, 3 teaspoons of fennel seeds coarsely crushed, and 1 teaspoon of finely grated orange zest. It does make a big difference. 2 teaspoons of chopped thyme, and 2 large handfuls of parsley. Mix that up and just make some fantastic patties. What I find, if the mince is cold, it does tend to stick together. Just work it a little bit with your hands in a bowl. Salt and pepper, of course. But you can serve that beside, put on the barbecue. You could serve that beside a nice salad. And one of the things I've found today is another with a fennel and red capsicum salsa. And with this particular salsa, you're going to be doing it as in a salad. And you're using about 750 grams of new small potatoes, teaspoon of fennel seeds, about 125 grams of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of baby capers, 1 small red capsicum, really finely diced. And then at the end of that, you can add all that together. But with that oil dressing and that really lovely fennel and capsicum salsa, just beautiful. Would go really nicely with some grilled fish at the same time. And don't be afraid to have a little bit of a play with fennel, because it is really interesting. I was watching a show the other night, a cooking show, and they were talking about using the fennel as a dessert, and someone made a fennel jelly out of it. So I thought that was really interesting, where, you know, people get really creative with their cooking, whereas, you know, I tend to use a more simplistic view for my cooking, but some of the great experiments are fantastic. Now, another one we're talking, going to talk mustard seeds a bit later, but the nigella seeds. And this is lovely, because if you've had some breads, you'll find some of the Middle Eastern breads have got nigella on them. You'll also find them on top of the fritters, or, you know, different breads, different types of breads that are made. But they're often confused with a black sesame seed or a black cumin or a wild onion. But they're not. They're a teardrop-shaped, slightly angular, and they have a jet black exterior and a cream center. And believe it or not, they're a member of the buttercup family. And today I thought we'd do a spicy eggplant, because I do love eggplant also. So with the eggplant, you've got about 800-gram eggplant cut into wedges. You can sprinkle with salt and leave them for 30 minutes. Squeeze out the excess water, then pat them dry, rinse them off. But you're going to puree some ginger, about 1 inch, 2.5 centimetres, and 6 cloves of garlic. Puree that together. You're going to fry off that eggplant, which has been patted dry. Remove it from the heat. Then add fennel and nigella seeds. I'm going to try and, you know, make sure that I've incorporate some of the other flavours within. And that's a teaspoon of fennel seeds and a teaspoon of nigella. And Also, you'll have a tablespoon of ground coriander and about a quarter of a teaspoon of ground turmeric and half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, which we talked about in the previous podcast. And you fry that off, adding to it about 400 grams of chopped tomatoes, and you've put the ginger and garlic within that. So you're just combining. Once you've fried off all the herbs, you can combine that now with the tomato and ginger mixture. Once that's all together, then you'll heat that in the pan, and then you'll put those fried off eggplant pieces that have been fried beautifully brown and drained into that mixture. You can have it warm, you can have it cold. Just delicious. It'll store really well. It'll be great if you want to toss that through a salad or just have it on the side. Serve it beside that beautiful hummus and also with the with the hummus and some nice spices and goodies like that, and just adds to it's all about flavor boosting. And we're going to be talking about the mustard seed.